Buckle up, gamers and movie lovers. This week, we're diving into review bombs hitting Helldivers 2, the closure of Xbox Studios shaking things up, and Nintendo teasing their next console handheld, possibly.
Plus, we've got juicy details on Sausage Party 2, a new Superman suit revealed, Kang casting chaos, Tron's epic return, and a Maze Runner reboot that might leave you scratching your head.
Hold on tight. It's a wild ride coming right up.
Let's jump right in. First up,
oh, yeah.
It's a very fiery situation brewing for the recently released Helldivers 2. Apparently, players are unleashing negative reviews, but is it justified? What the hell's going on? I heard a little bit of what's going on, but I didn't get the full story.
Honestly, number one, I'm not sure why they're trying to do it now, but Sony's trying to, for any game that's a PlayStation technically exclusive that's going to PC, they want PC players to create a PlayStation Network account and tie it to their PlayStation Network account so they can play. I guess it makes it easier with the whole sign-in process and login characters and stuff like that. Almost every company does it. Ubisoft, one of the worst. EA's one of the worst. If you've ever done, like, Diablo with Blizzard, oh my god. It'll take you almost a full day getting that game set up and run just to play it. Oh, and you need to be online to play it. But anyways, I'm not sure why they're trying to push it exactly, because they haven't really explained why yet. But they're trying to get any PC player that's playing a PlayStation game to get a PSN account and sign it up, link it, no problem.
Okay.
Here's where the problem lies, even though it's not a problem. There's a lot of countries out there that does not have an official PlayStation account, like a account or store or whatever, like Venezuela. That's one of them.
Okay.
There's each PlayStation Network area is locked by regions.
Right.
If you're in one of the countries that does not have an official PlayStation Network account type deal, what you do, you sign up with the one that's closest to you. Everyone's been doing it since the day one PS3. No one's had a problem with it ever. That's where PC gamers are complaining and, oh my God, my country doesn't have it. Okay, we'll sign up with the country that does and link it. No big deal. Well, here's another biggest problem. Instead of just doing a workaround that takes literally less than 5 minutes, you're done. Everyone's complaining, and Steam took the game off of Steam.
Damn.
Yes.
That's extreme.
So, exactly. It's like Steam did the most anti-gamer thing. You don't take a damn game off of Steam, no matter what's going on, no matter what's controversial. And they even offered like refunds for some players. Yeah,
I
did. It's like,
I hear about that too.
You can still play the game. Just link your account to a different like country. No big deal. But anyways, yeah, they took a big hit. And of course, Sony reversed the decision. But the problem is, every game in the future is going to start doing this. This isn't going to be the last one, I should say. So if people had a heyday with this, well, guess what? It's coming. And you're going to have to sign up eventually down the road. So,
yeah, that does actually sounds familiar. Something that happened, I think, last year when they were taking down the PS3 servers. Is that what I'm talking about?
Oh, that was like 2 or 3 years ago, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And it was the PS3 and the Vita server, which they still have like millions of players on PS3 still playing.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's still making sales. It's still like, dude, I don't want to take them down. I do not want to take it down because of just like everything.
Right.
All the easy access to games. I actually still spend money on the PS3 and the Vita stuff.
And then so, I think it also applies. Oh, maybe the one I'm thinking of was the DS that they're shutting down. Maybe that's the one I'm thinking of that happened just last year where the players were pissed and they complained and then Nintendo extended it. But it's still happening. It's like, I mean, they're not stopping. They're just kind of averting. And
yeah,
I agree with you, dude. This is something that Sony wants to implement, and it's going to happen eventually. I mean, yeah, I think the PC players, I mean, I had heard something. I mean, I don't know if I'm 100% correct on this, but one of the reasons they don't want to link up is because Sony has gotten hacked a few times over the years. And it's true. They have been. It's not that they're not safe. They just get attacked pretty damn often.
Well, and
eventually they get through.
They all do, though.
Yeah.
Xbox gets hacked. If you go by the numbers and everything, like PlayStation itself, if I'm not mistaken, it's only been hacked like 2, maybe 3 times. Hmm. And of course, the one being like the biggest one in history, unfortunately. Right. But like Xbox has been hacked too many times to count. I mean, there's not enough fingers. Nintendo, just like a year or 2 years ago, was it 300,000, 400,000 accounts were messed with?
Yeah.
No one's safe.
Right.
But Sony's not the worst. Microsoft's been hacked way more. Nintendo's actually been hacked way more. So,
And I'm not trying to necessarily defend Sony.
Everyone hates on Sony. That's just where it is. The media loves digging at Sony. And it's just like, come on, man. Really?
Yeah.
If you're going to like spit facts, at least spit the facts.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to defend Sony necessarily. But, I mean, like, just last month, I got in a mail. Right, from AT&T saying that they got hacked. It's like, ah, crap. Yeah. And it happens to everyone. You're right. It does. And it sucks. I don't want to get hacked. I don't want my information out there. And I'm sure nobody else does either. So I think it's a little unfair to be like, oh, Sony is the worst. Well, yeah, they're in the news quite a bit. But, you know, it you're right. It does happen to everyone. It sucks.
The worst is when your bank does it. And they start giving you out new cards like every other month. It's like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, this site you went to is compromised. Here's a new card. It's like, I don't want a new card. It's like, I didn't even use that card. I haven't even activated this card. It's like, come on, man. Yeah. There was a time like a few years after the whole PlayStation hack back in the day. Dude, I must have got like 7 cards in like 6 months.
Jeez.
It's like every other week they were sending a card, and like every other month, I'm like, God, what the hell? But yeah, everyone gets hacked. It's just eventually something's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to fall back on someone to hit them hard. And oh, yeah, they remember the biggest hack of the history, which I'm not denying it.
Yeah.
PlayStation got messed up
back
in the day. They haven't got messed up like that in well over a decade. Yeah. Or decade.
But yeah, I guess the result of this announcement, though, initially, like you mentioned earlier, all the PC players, everyone on Steam just started review bombing. One star. It sunk, dude. It went nasty. Is that a win for the players? Is that a win? Is they voting with your wallet sort of thing? Is that kind of, maybe? Man,
they already got everyone's money. So I wouldn't really say that's a win-win or anything, because it's still coming.
Yeah,
eventually. They reversed this game, but the other games that are coming out, no. I mean, it's coming. Sony wants to pretty much to minimize the hacking, stuff like that. This is one of their secure ways of doing it, getting everyone under the same network. That way they don't have an external source coming in. Same thing with Blizzard.
Yeah.
You can't just pop a game in and start playing. It don't work that way.
I think if they would have implemented this when they first released on PC, it probably nobody would even blink at it twice.
I think that's where a lot of the outcry is from. But on the flip side, dude, they made a comment saying it was supposed to be, but they've just been overwhelmed between adding on the extra content pretty much every week, every other week. And then, dude, all the bug fixes.
Yeah.
All I keep hearing is how bad the game is on PC.
Ooh.
But people love it. People, they love it. But it is what it is. I mean, it's a PlayStation 5 game ported to PC. And then when you program for the PS5, you're programming for technically one system.
Right.
When you're programming, porting and programming for the PC, dude, there's thousands of variables, thousands of different little things, knickknacks. Every computer's different. Mm-hmm. Dude, it's a wreck. So I give my props to devs that actually make a damn good game for PC, which they're trying to. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's a lot of people that have issues with the PC version.
That's unfortunate. And to your point, when Helldivers 2 first released, even on PlayStation, it was bugs.
I've only run into like 3 or 4 bugs in the whole time I played.
Well, what about the logging in thing? That was a thing for a while.
That's not really a bug. That's just your hitting server capacity.
Right. Yeah, yeah. But it was
up the damn server capacity.
Yeah.
Come on, I mean, we were hitting server capacity for like 3 straight months. Mm-hmm. When we took out the automatons or whatever the hell they are, Akuma Itata, they're called cyborgs. That's what they're called in the first one. Yes. When we took them out, dude, player count went from like 700,000 plus to full like max to literally like 200K a day. Yeah. Dude, people don't like the fact that they brought them back for no reason and extended the war. So I don't blame them. Dude, I got burnt out after this. Now, dude, when's the last time you logged in?
Last time we played, what, 2 weeks ago?
Well, the cyborgs have like half the map now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wow. They came back and like took over like 15 planets on the first day. And it's like, come on, bro, really? That's not how it was the first one. But whatever.
Yeah.
Well. It sucks, dude. I mean, it's a win-win, lose-lose. Because eventually, it's not going to stop them. Mm-hmm. This thing is coming no matter what anyone, how you want to feel about it, is coming.
Yeah.
If you're a PC player, you want to play the handful of PlayStation games that are out, eventually each of them's going to have a PlayStation login to play.
Yeah.
And that's just for like online stuff. I mean, single player, you're safe.
Eventually, yeah.
If it's an online game, that's where it's going to count. If it's a single player God of War, they're not going to require you to freaking log in to play that.
Yeah, you're probably right. Well, I mean, we'll see, I guess, but you're probably right.
Yeah.
Let's switch gears a little bit into the business side here. We had some recent closures of Xbox Studios in the industry. And we got what, 4? It was 4 you said earlier? I mean, off camera you said?
Yeah, it's 4 studios that they're closing. 2 of them they haven't really listed yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 2 of them they haven't even told us who they were. So obviously they're like ones that they acquired through acquisitions, and they've probably been just sitting there sucking money. So like, you're out. I don't know who the other one is, but the one, Arcane Studios or whatever, they're the ones that made that great Game Pass game that everyone was hyped about, and it got like 0 stars out of like 1 billion people that played it.
Wow.
Redfall.
Yes. That.
Well, guess what? They're gone.
Damn. Just like that.
That's a Bethesda studio too.
Damn.
But it's funny because like the day before, I heard that they dropped 100% support, no DLC for Arcane, the Redfall, nothing. They're like, oh, well, if you pre-ordered this or whatever, you're kind of screwed. So we'll try and figure out a way to, you know, compensate you for pre-ordering all this DLC that's not going to happen now.
Man.
And then like 8 hours to 12 hours later, like, yeah, the studio's closing. Oh, my God.
Jesus. That's horrible, man.
It's like Microsoft's working quick, man. Like, woo.
Yeah, and that's not the developer's fault. That's purely Microsoft. Yeah, dude, it sucks, man. But I'm trying to think on the business end. If it's not generating money, you gotta do what you gotta do,
If they're not doing anything, that's my main thing. I mean, look at the dud that the one studio put out, Redfall. Dude, everyone hated on Cyberpunk. Well, there you go. You got the newest Cyberpunk. Everyone hated on that game.
Yeah, I mean,
Game Pass already has like a crappy reputation. With the only thing they got going for them is it's not cheap. The fact that day one exclusives.
Okay.
Well, there was like 3 years in a row that they didn't have like anything. They were just sucking the money out of people and not doing anything. Yeah, this one was one of the big ones to come out, and yeah, look how that went.
Yeah.
It's going to happen, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, so here's my thing. We're still like barely halfway into the year. Mm-hmm. This isn't the first time Microsoft shut down studios already and had layoffs.
Right.
They already laid off like 1,900 employees like a few months ago.
Yeah, sure did.
I don't remember if they laid off any studios, though. But, yeah, everyone gave Sony crap for laying off a dead studio that hadn't done anything in years.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, they're not doing anything, and the VR department wasn't doing anything. Which sucks, dude. I love the VR. But yeah.
Yeah.
If they're not doing anything, they're not producing money, they're not producing games, and like they only making one game in 5 years, it's like, yeah, they gotta go. Either release it or go.
Right. No, I agree with you. I mean, it's a business move. At the end of the day, Microsoft is a business. Microsoft Xbox is a business. They need to make money. They gotta keep studios open, and like you said, they gotta produce something. And it sucks. At the end of the day, it sucks, but it's what Microsoft, I think, what they have to do to just alive, stay in business.
Well, I mean, Microsoft, they're going to make money no matter what, because their bread and butter is from Windows.
Oh, yeah.
It's not from Xbox.
Yeah.
But, and I mean,
I think we mentioned,
to reduce the damage, they have to do this.
I think we mentioned it a few weeks ago that Xbox was even thinking about pulling out from the next round of, well, not this one that's coming up, but the one after that, they're done.
So, it's not official, but yeah, I mean, because look at, they're not making any sales. Mm-hmm. And like they released what, 4 games for the PlayStation, and they're doing really well, like more money than they ever made, like on the Xbox and PC. So it's a no brainer because all the players are on Nintendo and PlayStation. Well, no one's making anything for Nintendo because it just can't handle it. But yeah, PlayStation's where it's at. That's why everyone's like, oh, these console wars are stupid. It's like, no, that's how gaming was built. That's where the money comes from. That's why you have competition as good as it does. And that's why we can pick up these $1,500 systems for $500. And yeah, it's like, sorry you think console wars are stupid and you only play on Xbox. Well, that's your fault.
Yeah.
Everyone, you knew from like 15 years ago, Xbox is not the way to go.
I agree that competition is healthy for businesses. It sharpens each other. At the end of the day, one of them has to come up on top. And rather they shut it down, they call it a day. Well, I guess we'll see, but it still sucks that these studios are closing. People are losing jobs.
Yeah,
it blows. But hopefully they can recover, find work elsewhere, and you know, good luck to them.
If they're good and talented, I don't think they'll have a problem.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, a lot, like the one studio is tied to Redfall. I don't think any of those guys are getting a job.
Just keep that off the resume.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
There's a 5-year gap here. Vacation.
Yeah. Yeah. Still in the Bahamas.
I am the Hollow Man.
Who was that?
I think it was the Hollow Man.
The Hollow Man?
Didn't you hear the Hollow Man?
The wait's almost over. We're almost getting the next Nintendo system, the first round of the next gen.
Is this technically next gen, though? I mean,
for Nintendo?
They're still back there, dude. I mean, the Switch is, I mean, technically it's with the PlayStation. Is it 4 or 5?
I think
it'd be the 4 then, right?
Yeah, we looked at the stats a few weeks ago, and they're not in front of me right now, but I believe they were on par with what a PS4 can run.
Era, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the hardware is PlayStation 3.5.
Yeah, it's...
Or less.
Yeah, I don't know. I think when we did talk about this, when we were looking at the specs, Agent K is the Nintendo guy on the crew, and even he was not on board. Like, it was just it did not look good on paper. The only thing that Nintendo can do is do what Nintendo always does, just be different, stand out differently, I guess, and just do different
stuff.
Because power is not their forte. They're not going to win with these PS4 graphics.
My biggest issue with it, though, is the fact that, like, literally it's going to be on par with the PS4 or whatever, or at least that's what the reports are. Mm-hmm. But they're going to charge an arm and a leg.
Yes.
And it's like, no, you can't charge. I mean, the only reason the Switch, like, outsold the PS4 is because Sony stopped making PS4s and the chip shortage. Dude, PS4s were going for over $500 brand new. Ooh, man. If you could find one. If you could find one. And I dropped the ball, or I didn't drop the ball, but I bought one. That's what I bought one for
my nephew.
He wanted one.
Ouch.
And dude, it took me months looking for one because I didn't want a refurbished one. I didn't want a used one. It took me months and I finally found one. It was like $550.
Ouch.
Yeah. And that was that. That's 3-4 years ago when they were still selling out back then.
Yeah.
And in COVID, they were completely sold out. But anyways, my problem is PS4 technically retails for like $200, $250, mm-hmm. depending.
Yeah.
The Switch is a $100 product, and they're charging like $300, $350. Mm-hmm. This thing, I see them charging like $400 for, even though it's only going to be worth like $200.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's usually what they... I want to say that's what the Switch started at. When it first released? I don't remember.
I want to say it was $300. Because they haven't lowered the price at all. I think it was $300 on day one. Mm-hmm. And then like for the OLED, it was like $350.
Okay, you might be right.
And then if you got any games or anything with it, tack on like $50.
Yeah. I mean, Profitville for them. But yeah.
They're the only ones that make profit off of console sales,
yeah,
or handheld sales.
It does suck for us, the gamers, the people who, not you, you're not gonna buy this thing, but Nintendo. My wife, she likes the Nintendo exclusives, so I get a Nintendo system pretty much at every generation. Mm. I kind of stopped playing them. I lost interest in them, but I buy it, and I'm probably gonna buy this. I'm probably never going to touch it. I think I've played the Switch 3 or 4 times in its life.
There's only one game I want to play on the Switch.
What's that?
I think I told you all this.
Mortal Kombat?
And for some reason... No, All right, two games. No, so back when the Switch first came out, you remember Marvel Ultimate Alliance?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're going to make Marvel Ultimate Alliance, not even though it's part 3... It's not really a sequel to the original games, but we're going to make it a Nintendo exclusive. It's like, wow. I don't know who thought that was a good idea. But needless to say, it bombed. It didn't do well. And yeah, that's the only way you can play it, through the Switch. I'm not buying a damn Switch for that. I'll borrow someone's Switches before I play that or whatever.
I will say, whenever a game is very similar to what you said earlier, when someone makes a game strictly for the Switch, for that console, they can make it work most of the time. They can make it work. I know that Bayonetta 3 is, you know, it was made towards the end of the Switch's life, and that game was struggling to be playable. And the first two games were like, I mean, they're fun, they're fast, they're DMC basically, but yeah, it was struggling on the Switch. Just the console is just way too outdated. We've established that here, like in our opinion, it's old. Dude, stuff.
It's outdated since the day it came out.
Yeah. And even this new Switch 2, whatever they call it, it's gotta be outdated. It's PS4. But PS4 had a lot of good games too.
Yeah, but that was also over 10 years ago.
They could probably make good stuff for it still on the Switch.
Only thing you're going to do is Zelda and Mario, and then occasionally they'll throw maybe a Super Metroid or Metroid, and then a Star Fox here.
Yeah, although
maybe an F-Zero. Everything else is Mario and Zelda.
The Nintendo exclusives, basically. Yep. Yeah. It's the only good stuff they have, really. anything ported, it's going to be Mortal Kombat was, you know, on the Switch. It's going to be hard to play. It's going to be hard to look at.
They'll give you nightmares.
I'm not trying to bag on the PS4. Back then, they looked great. You look at what the PS5 can do now, and the PS6 and the next Xbox is coming out. Maybe not next year, but they're around the corner, a couple years out.
Yeah, they're like 3 years tops.
Yeah. So, I mean, this Switch 2 is going to be in the same position that the Switch is in now.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Yeah. It's funny you mentioned that with like the PS4 versus the PS5, because I've got a 4 and I've got a 4 Pro, mm-hmm. and of course I've got a 5.
Right.
Dude, I played like Final Fantasy 7 Remake on the PS4 Pro, like the 4 to the Pro and then the 5.
Yeah.
Dude, you could definitely tell the upgrade from the 4 to the Pro, and dude, the Pro looks beautiful because like Square knows what they're doing. But when you upgrade from the 4 Pro to the 5, oh my, it's like a totally different game.
Wow.
It is so good looking. Wow. And Wow, dude, it's amazing. So it's going to be a nice jump for Nintendo, but they're still going to be 10 plus years out. Right.
Definitely, 100%.
And it's me, even though I'm not really hardcore anymore, I refuse to support a company that, you know, refuses to give us a good product.
Yeah, for sure.
So I can't do it.
Well, for any Nintendo fan, even though we talk negatively about Lee for the most part, they will reveal it in the coming year by March 2025. So they got, what, half a year? Anywhere in between then to announce it and I guess show it off and maybe.
Like 9 months?
Yeah. 9 months?
8 months, 9 months, something like that?
Oh, yeah, you're right. All right.
Yeah. They got a while.
Yeah. So I would probably expect sometime 2025. I don't think at all it'll be ready for this year's like Christmas time and that sort of stuff. They'll probably announce it early next year and then release it maybe towards the holiday season. That's my guess, but we'll see.
We will.
Moving on from the gaming stuff, we got a little bit of movie stuff going on, kind of movies. Shoot, dude, remember the outrageous humor of Sausage Party?
Actually, for an animated show, yeah, or movie, whatever, I didn't mind it. It wasn't bad.
Okay. All right.
It wasn't bad, but I'm not looking forward to a series, especially with Seth Rogen.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a sequel on the horizon here for Sausage Party. Moved from 2016. It was a raunchy, rated R animated movie. It was that movie where moms were taking their children to see, and they're like, oh my God, let's get it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's filled with naughty.
Hey, big boy. Hey, how you doing?
Scenes, even though, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. It was a decent movie. It was different. It was cool. But it's already an hour and a half too much of Seth Rogen. I can't do 8+ hours of him. So, I don't know. I might try it out, but I'm not looking forward to it.
I will say that for Seth Rogen to come back to the series, not a movie, I mean, that's pretty cool, I think. Because we kind of bag on Seth here, but he's coming back for a series, which is usually not a high priority. Or, you know what I mean? Like, it's not up there as high as a movie would be. And I think for the most part, everyone's coming back. The Kristen Wiig's coming back. Seth Rollins coming back. I forget who plays the bagel, but he's coming back. I mean, I think it's cool, but
I don't know anyone in the movie except for Seth.
I mean, if it's on, if I'm caught up with everything that I like to watch, I might pop it on. I don't know, man. I'm not excited for this. If it was a movie, I'd probably be more willing to watch it because it's kind of like you said, it's an hour and a half.
What's it coming on?
This, I want to say it was Prime, but I'd see it.
Oh, that makes sense because he's tied to, he's kind of like Adam Sandler is to Netflix. Mm-hmm. He's kind of tied into Prime because he's been doing Invincible and a bunch of other stuff.
Oh, yeah, and The Boys. Yeah, you're right, you're right. Yeah. Okay, yeah, so that makes sense. I think, yeah, here it is, Amazon Prime. He was talking to Empire Magazine. Sausage Party Foodtopia is going to be the name of the series. Are you excited for this?
I'm good. I guess I might give it an episode or two, but I'm
Seth's trying to promote this. He said something like there's going to be a big scene in there where apparently Kristen Wiig was like, holy crap, this is crazy, this is insane, which makes me wonder like how far are they going to go, because in the movie, the final scene in the movie, they have a huge food war. I can't say too much because of YouTube stuff, but there's a big O scene.
It's been so long, I don't even remember.
Oh, yeah. Big scene for the food there. Just hot dogs going into buns everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All the food. Everyone.
Spread those buns. Spread those buns.
All the tuna cans.
Here comes the mayo.
Oh, yeah.
Tuna, baby. Tuna.
It's funny as hell, dude. I thought it was so stupid, but it's funny. And yeah, sequels years. I mean, like, I don't know, dude. I might give it a shot if it's on, once it comes out. We'll see. Recently, the series that come out that are like a part of the movie, kind of like the Sonic one, Knuckles, they're not doing that great.
It's Paramount too.
Well, yeah.
No one has Paramount.
I can't think of another one, but yeah, these series, just not the quality, the same quality that the movies are. And I like Sonic. I like the Sonic movies. I thought they were fun. But the Knuckles series just like did nothing for me. It's like,
eh. Oh, you seen it?
Well, I didn't see it. I'm not attracted to it. Yeah. It doesn't get my attention. Yeah. And this, I kind of feel like it's the same thing. It's like, it's just a series. It's whatever. It's a throwaway. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
And what we got here? A taco? A whiny donut? And some stupid floppy thing that nobody knows exactly what it is. Okay, so...
Did someone say queso?
Fucking stretching, you know it, queso!
Oh, yeah. Ooh, we got some Super Saiyan action going on in the background, baby. Yeah.
I was talking about that new image that was released for Superman. Corn Sweat Superman finally got an image out for what he looks like in the suit, the blue and the red. I'm going to let you go first because my stuff's positive. So you
can go ahead. Oh, okay. I was going to say, because all the mixed reviews and everything I've heard, mm-hmm. there's more people excited about the Goku and Frieza fight in the background than they are about the suit. And then otherwise, pretty much everyone I've seen online is, I mean, look at the soup, look at the cape, dude. It's definitely Wish.com.
You think so?
It's the Henry Cavill Wish.com, and it does not look good at all. So we have to see what they CGI it to look like. Mm-hmm. But that, no, it doesn't look good.
I, on the other hand, think it looks pretty damn cool.
Of course you do.
Yeah, man, it looks cool.
Of course you do.
It looks a little battle damage in there. Let me zoom in. Here we go. They got these little, like, I don't know what you would call them, but, like, there's this lined pattern on them. Like, I think the Henry Cavill suit also had something similar, but this kind of, I don't know. It looks like if he's going to go skiing, it's got those patterns on. I don't know. I think they just look cool on him. If you zoom in, like, you can see he's got the red undies over the...
Yeah.
It's not the Superman New 52.
They're going to OG. Yeah, they're going OG.
Yeah, and the boots, I think they look tight. And dude, and he's Corn Sweat. I think he's, at the very least, he's taking the role seriously. He's been putting work in that gym, dude.
He had to.
Hell yeah.
Henry Cavill freaking set the standard, and for sure. All the Marvel superheroes set the standard. You can't come in there looking like a limp.
Penis.
Wow. Take notes, Pattinson. So yeah, man, Corn Sweat, he looks huge, bro. He's. Dude, he looks badass. I think he looks badass. I think the suit looks great. I'm loving it. I want to see more. And the hair.
Like I said, there's more people excited about the Goku fight back there.
Yeah, what's going on back there? I mean, obviously someone's shooting the city there. I don't know, Brainiac maybe? Or they haven't announced who the villain is. That could give you an idea maybe who it is.
I'm thinking Brainiac, or even though Brother Eye is more of a Batman villain. I'm thinking Brainiac.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool to see Brainiac.
Which is on good. Screen. Which is good.
Yeah.
Which they should have done that with the Henry, OG. Yeah. The other one. Yeah.
Henry. But yeah, man, I think it's cool. Someone we haven't seen yet. I think it looks tight, man. I'm still excited for it. I'm still hopeful. I'm still optimistic that they can pull this one off. There's a lot riding on the Superman. If this one
there's does not a do lot. Well,
then yeah. Yep. DC's going to eat some
sugar, honey, iced tea.
For a few.
Oh, and I don't know if I shared it to you, or I think WB is looking at more layoffs again already.
Are they? Oh, man.
Yeah. I read it today or yesterday. I don't remember if I shared it or not, but yeah, they're looking at more layoffs. So, dude, like I said, this movie might be one of the last if they even make it.
There's a lot riding here for sure. Other than that, there's no real new info on this, which is good, I think. Keep everything under wraps. I want to be surprised. Yeah, I think it looks cool. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. I'm not going to support it. So. I'll watch it when it's free on the streaming or whatever, but as far as going to movie theater, like I said, I was never a Zack Snyder fan, but what they did to Zack Snyder, I will never support another WB DC movie again.
What if the trailer comes out and it's just absolutely amazing?
Dude, I can wait.
Oh, really?
Besides, it's not going to be anything Marvel-related good.
You never know.
The only reason I went to freaking Aquaman 2 is because, number one, wanted to kind of review it. Mm-hmm. And number two, because my brother really wanted to go, which is okay. But
yeah,
there's no Superman trailer. I mean, you're going to have to do Zack Snyder Justice League good to get me out of the chair and go watch that movie in theaters, which I don't see him doing. I mean, look at it's James Gunn.
Your boy.
Yeah, I don't see him doing it.
All right. Well, of course, we'll keep an eye on that, and we'll see what happens, dude.
Mm-hmm. We will.
What about this one? Are you on board with Giancarlo Esposito, MCU? Officially casted into the MCU. I think it's pretty common knowledge that everyone,
for the most part,
wanted or thought he was going to be Xavier.
Yeah.
Not happening.
Or at least he said he wanted to be Xavier.
Oh, he wanted to be.
Yeah, okay. Something like that.
Yeah.
Wonderful actor. He's kind of got that like that calm, collective feel to him.
Mm-hmm. So he was supposed to be Xavier, right? Or he wanted to be. That was the big role. But it's not happening. He is on board for MCU, but not as Xavier. So who else can he be? Fandom Wire, which is a source that we use here pretty often, they got a big theory. Kang the Conqueror. And the fans seem to be pretty on board with him. What do you think?
You got to replace Jonathan Majors.
Okay.
You have to. Because of just everything that happened, he's going to be tied up and he's not going to be able to come back.
Right.
It's just how it is. Plus, Disney won't allow it, which I agree with. You're guilty with everything that happened. It's how it is. But I don't know if he can bring it like Jonathan Majors brought it.
I gotta admit, Jonathan Majors his Kang was pretty badass.
The handful of scenes and movies and stuff like that, he only did one movie and he did three shows?
Yeah, he was in Loki and.
Loki 1 and 2.
Ant-Man. Yeah.
I think of course, a few cut scenes and some stuff there.
Right.
Dude, I don't know if anyone can bring the energy that Jonathan Majors did.
Yeah, it's a tough. Those some big shoes to fill. He was doing great. He was doing badass. Of course, he f***ed it up, but that is what it is. You don't think that Giancarlo Esposito can replace Kang? Or at least not to bring the same
level? I don't think he's going to bring the same level of energy, but I think he's a great candidate otherwise. Because, I mean, I can't name one movie, one show that he's actually, bad at.
Yeah.
He's just an all-around great actor, but my concern is he's almost got that Mr. Nice Guy, calm, collected feel to him. I want to see him get really pissed and angry. I want to see some emotion. I want to see him try at least to widen his horizon for what Jonathan Majors was able to do.
You got a point. Yeah, a lot of his roles, his big roles, he plays a villain, right? Esposito.
Almost always a villain.
And he plays a damn good villain. He's awesome. He's. I think the first time I saw him was in Breaking Bad. He was awesome. I hated his character, Gus. Oh, what a...
A-hole.
Dude, he's a badass actor. At least for that specific role. And you're right. His other roles, another one I can think of is Star Wars.
Mandalorian?
Yeah, Mandalorian.
Yeah.
He played very similarly to Gus, and he moved. He moves around.
Yeah, that was one of my concerns, because he doesn't run or anything.
Right.
He doesn't move much, so he might be used as a stunt double if he actually has to walk faster.
Which is fine. I think in The Mandalorian, it looked fine. And I mean, the dude's, I think in his 60s, can't expect a dude to be running around doing his own stunts.
No, I agree. You know? I agree.
Otherwise, I gotta agree. It's a different, completely different style. I don't think if he can imitate, I guess he won't be able to match Major's performance in that sense.
So the Ant-Man movie, besides the very end with the cutscene, you don't really see too much of the acting that I'm referring to. Mm-hmm. It's more along the lines of the cutscene and some of Loki.
Right.
Dude, his accents and then the characters that he portrayed, the whole infinite amount of Kangs and stuff.
Right.
His level, which you watch him in Creed and a few other movies. Yeah, he's a little emotional guy. He's big. He's bulky. He's fit and all that kind of stuff. Right. Yeah, his acting's just here and there. It's not bad. Okay. His Kang and his variants, the guy's acting level, it's through the roof.
His range.
It's through the roof. Yes. Yeah. Yes. It is out there.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's many actors that out there that can portray that kind of range.
True.
The only one I can think of is like James McAvoy. Because he did Split. And dude, the way he, like the one scene that they didn't take any cuts out, and he acted as like 10 different personas in like one scene.
Damn.
I'm like, holy crap, dude, that guy's got range. You don't see that ever.
Yeah. It's definitely some big shoes to fill. But you're right. I can't think of anyone else off the top of my head, like who could replace Kang. I think he's Denzel. A good candidate. Denzel. I don't know, dude.
I'm messing around, dude out there.
if not Kang, I mean, who else could he possibly be? Someone who hasn't been MCU yet?
I don't know. Because you said he's not going to be doing Xavier. So right. Didn't him and someone else wanted to do Xavier and Magneto.
Oh, Magneto.
He could be a very good Magneto.
Hmm. Yeah, I could see that happening. Yeah.
That's old news or old report, though.
Hmm. It's not a bad pitch. Yeah, I like that. Other than that, yeah, I don't know, man. Your guess is as good as mine. Just don't cast him as, like, Ghost Rider or something. don't do that.
Yeah. Which, have you seen the first picture of Captain America 4 with Han Solo in the back?
You know what? I was looking for it.
General Ross?
I could not find it.
Oh, man. It's the new Cap suit. It's not that badass one that we saw in the show. Mm-hmm. So that kind of sucks. It's like dark and stuff. So it kind of sucked. But yeah, dude, you see General Ross in the background. And I'm like, oh. The one I saw, you see Anthony Mackie mm-hmm. like suited up. And then you see General Ross behind him.
Who? That's almost, well, I guess it's not a confirmation. But there's a lot of talks that he's going to be turning into Red Hulk in this.
Oh, yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
That'd be pretty, yeah.
But at the same time, I'm kind of like, why is Red Hulk showing up in a Captain America movie?
They might cross over. You never know, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess also they have the whole...
Plus, he's... issue, right?
With the Hulk?
No, I think they got it back. But it's part of the Thunderbolts, too.
Yeah,
that's true. He's part of the Thunderbolts, and this is technically going to be the prequel to the Thunderbolts.
Gotcha.
Because, like, this movie, I'm not 100% sure what Captain 4 is going to be about exactly, but Thunderbolts is going to be about technically like the Eternals sequel, where they go to that Celestial that's like halfway out of the water.
Okay.
And the Celestial's like body is made out of like adamantium or something like that. And that's how they're going to introduce like adamantium or something into the universe.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think Red Hulk's going to play a big part in the movie.
Well, that'd be cool. Well,
because he builds a team of rejects.
Their Suicide Squad?
Yeah, the real Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I can't wait. I want to see him in a trailer.
Is that all? I've waited for this moment. All I've wanted is this moment. And now... I'm stronger!
Moving on. One of your favorites, dude.
The legacy baby.
Of Tron continues. Ooh.
So, is Ares part 3?
Ares, yes, sir. Part 3.
Okay, because I know they had Tron with the 3 in the circle or whatever.
Yeah, I think they...
So, did they change the name?
I think they did. They got rid of that. It looked like...
Oh, it looked like trash.
It looked like trash,
dude. Of course you did. Come on, bro. And my boy Jared Leto still in there?
Yeah, he's still in there. He's hanging out.
Great movie, great.
But can't wait. The one that this is talking about, this article, Jeff Bridges is returning for Tron Ares, which, what the hell? He died. Both of them. They died. How is but he coming back?
Did he die in the grid? Or did he just lock himself up?
If Daft Punk dies, Jeff Bridges died. They're gone, man. Dude, they destroyed the whole thing. There's no way that he survived it.
They could make like a program that's in honor of Flint.
Okay. So maybe not Clue.
It might not be Flint, mm-hmm. and it might not be Clue. It might be a program like Tron uh-huh. that looks just like them.
Okay, I see what you mean. All right, okay.
But I don't know. We won't know.
Yeah.
But I'm excited that he's coming back. That's cool. But I don't know. I want to see how they do this. Dude, I'm so excited. I thought it was just going to be my boy, Jared Leto. Greatest Joker on planet, by the way. Anyways, I thought it was just going to be him and it, and maybe a few other people, but I'm really excited. Now, who was the kid? Who was the son that played in Tron 2?
The actor?
Tron Legacy. Yeah. Let's see. Is he... Because I honestly, besides Jared Leto and now Jeff Bridges, I haven't followed anything on Tron. Yeah, that kid.
Garrett Hedlund.
Are Sam. They bringing him back? Do you know? Or
I
no?
I don't believe so. At least I haven't seen anything. The only thing I've seen is it's going to be... Jared Leto's going to be the lead. And the girl, Cora... Olivia yeah. Wilde, she is not returning either, as far as I'm aware.
What?
Yeah, so it might be a completely different story, concentrating elsewhere.
It could be a prequel to a sequel to Tron 1, prequel to Tron 2.
Hmm. Well, okay.
Or a spinoff.
Maybe.
It could take place while he's trapped in the grid.
Hmm.
I want to see where it goes, but yeah, it could be the prequel to part two.
Yeah,
we don't know what happened in that 30 years.
Yeah, that would be a good way to bring back Jeff Bridges without having to revive him or some stupid like that. But yeah, that's very clever, man. Yeah, because 30 years is a long time. I mean, what the hell happened in yeah. between that time? Yeah, I mean that'd be cool. I think I would prefer to find out what happens after, but a story in between. Yeah. Let's do it.
They cured the world or something. I don't know.
I mean, that means Daft Punk's still alive, right?
You're just mad because they got, Derazzled, whatever that song was called. Yeah, that song was awesome, but it's only like a minute long.
Playing on loop.
Yeah, pretty much.
But yeah, man, just a little bit of info. This is still happening. Disney's still making it. It's going to happen eventually. It's going to no.
It says slated for 2025. So I got to wait a full year now.
God, dude. It's Disney. It's likely to be probably a summer release. Big film, Tron, big name. That's my guess. It's summer release. So, well, we'll see.
If it was going to get released, I thought it was going to be this year. But, God, dude, another year?
Yeah. Got a reboot in the works. Well, reboot, remake, requel, Maze Runner.
Requel?
Requel, yeah. A reboot of a sequel, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Supposedly, yeah, that's what this is possibly going to be. It's kind of a reboot because it's not going to continue the story of the same actors, but it's going to take place years after the events of the first three, so it's kind of like a sequel. I don't know. What the hell, dude?
Dude, trying to read the damn headline is confusing as hell.
Maze Runner's reboot plan sounds confusing 10 years after the franchise began. Yep.
I'll say, wasn't the trilogy in a span of like 8 years or something?
Dude, it took a long while to complete that trilogy.
Well, yeah, those movies took forever coming out, but I mean like the time frame in the movies.
Oh, like a 10-year in between?
Yeah.
I think the first two were directly like back-to-back, like day of. The third one, however, I don't remember the third one so much. I don't remember that one at all, really.
Yeah, I don't remember the third one at all. And I know I've seen it.
Yeah, same.
It was just that bad, I guess. I kind of blocked it out and had trauma.
I don't remember disliking them. I remember, I have mostly positive. No, they were
different.
Yeah. Especially that first one. I thought it was a really cool concept. The dude's trapped. The only way out is that maze, and the maze changes. And I thought it was a pretty cool concept, a pretty cool idea.
Just killing those kids.
Yeah. It was cool, man. And then the sequel came out. I was like, oh, the Maze Runner 2, but there's no maze. Okay, that's cool. And then the third one.
What, like Scorched Lands or some crap?
Yeah.
They're dealing with like fire and some other stuff.
There's basically zombies there.
I don't remember. Don't care. That franchise.
Trolls, yeah.
They were a good like one time watch. I'm not going back.
Maze Runner. What was the third one?
The Death Cure.
Okay, yeah. Death Cure. No, I agree, dude. They were good, but I don't think I've really watched them, rewatched them. Maybe the first one I've rewatched a few times, but the second one, I don't think nearly as much.
No.
Much less the third one. I think that might have been a one-time only for me.
Yeah. It's like that Divergent series.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I couldn't tell you what any of them were about. I don't remember. It's just like... There's just like when these movies come out based off of books, unless they like really sell you and really like hit you hard, like Harry Potter type stuff, I'm one and done. I watch it. Yeah, it's a good movie. Am I going to watch it again or pay for it? No, I'm good, dude. I'm good.
Yeah. So I don't know if I'm interested in this. I think the name Maze Runner, like, is like, oh, okay. It caught me. But am I really interested? I don't think so. I'm not really, I wasn't into it. I mean, like I said, like the first one was cool, but like, I'm not really, invested.
Are you going to pay for it?
I think I'm probably going to wait for it to come out to streaming.
Right answer.
Yeah.
That's what
I mean, I'm saying that now. Maybe the trailer will be awesome. I don't know. But as of right now, it's probably a streamer. Just not super interested, but cool.
Who asked for this is really the question.
I don't know. Maybe that one fan is like, when's the next Maze Runner movie?
Yeah, 10 years later. Yeah. What? Yeah, I'm not interested. I don't know who thought it was a good idea. Kind of weird to me.
Yeah.
Are there books based off of like 10 years later? Or are you not big enough that you don't care?
I wouldn't know.
Okay. Maze Runner, I was going to say, this is kind of like what they're doing with the Hobbit.
Oh, they just go rogue?
Yeah, because like Lord of the Rings, of course, the three books and all that stuff with the Hobbit and all that. And then after the success of the trilogy, they make the prequel. It's like, okay.
Google says there's 6 books.
Oh, okay.
On Maze Runner. So, I mean, I guess they got some source to work off of. Maybe they're not just going rogue and working on whatever. That's
cool. It looks like they missed like 2 books prior. The Kill Order and whatever that other one was.
Crank
the
Palace. Fever Code. Maybe they merged a couple of these books into...
That's kind of what I'm thinking, or skipped over them entirely.
Yeah, that's possible. I don't know. I'll wait for a trailer, dude. I'll stream it on Paramount.
Yeah, and when it comes, when it full Paramount... when the full trilogy comes out, I might, if it's on Netflix or something, I'll watch it. I ain't paying for Paramount. I couldn't tell you if there's anything on Paramount that I want to watch.
We got something eating like this, Granny.
All right, calm.
Hey, don't touch me.
Whoa.
Take it easy.
Just relax.
Hey, what the hell is wrong with you guys?
Just calm down, all right?
No, okay. Why won't you tell me what's out there?
Just trying to protect you, man.
For your own good.
We got anything else?
I know we more Deadpool. It's the only thing I was going to say about that is, which it never clicked, even though I saw it and I thought about it. You know they're in the void, right?
Oh, yeah. Deadpool 3?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or at least there's quite a few times they're going to be in the void.
Yeah. At least that's the ongoing theory, yeah, where you see like the Fox sign and the void.
And then that's what the black smoke is, too, that we keep asking about, which I'm like, dude, I'm stupid. Loki.
Oh. Dude, you're right. I did not even click that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? Somebody, I saw a TikTok, I think they named it. It was Goliath, I think is what they called it.
I forget what it's called. But it's the dog from Loki.
Oh, Aliath. They call it Aliath. Apparently it's a character in the series, I guess.
Yeah, it's in Loki.
Yeah. But there was a photo, where it looks like it has a face. But
it's like a smoke dog.
Yeah.
It like completely like absorbs and destroys. But yeah, they're in the void. So you know what that potentially means, even though I don't think it's going to happen?
What's up? Are you going to see Loki there or something? Or one of the Lokis?
We're going to see all the Lokis again.
Could, maybe.
But this movie's more centered around the Fox universe, not the MCU. So
maybe.
Because like the first trailer we got,
mm-hmm. we see TVA.
We didn't see anyone we know.
That's right. Yeah.
But during the void, we don't know if we're going to see freaking Lokis. If we see Gator Loki make his return, Kid Loki.
It would be cool. Way to bring back Loki, because yeah, he's more or less gone. So I mean, that'd be a cool way to kind of bring him back in some capacity, quick cameo maybe. But not only that, dude, like there was a synopsis released online. Apparently they kind of gave away a little bit more of the story. You remember that Doctor Strange portal?
Yeah.
Deadpool and Wolverine jump into. Apparently they'll be jumping into different scenes
in yes.
a Marvel.
Yes, the past scenes and stuff, yes. Yeah. So they're going to end game it a little bit.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, I read and heard about that, which it makes sense. I mean, because technically he does have a time travel device.
Yeah, you're right. Which, I mean, they could do so many different things there. That's probably maybe how they're going to get all these cameos, go to the Fantastic Four world, maybe go see Blade, maybe they'll see that'd be cool. Maybe that's how we could potentially see a Wolverine versus Hulk, maybe. Yep. That'd be cool. Savage Hulk, not Professor Hulk, but dude, there's so much awesomeness that could happen. It's just, I'm salivating.
Yeah. I mean we kind of got Rumorville back in the day about them bringing like a Secret Wars thing where they're bringing everyone back for the Deadpool movie.
Yeah.
Nothing, of course, confirmed, which I don't expect anything to be confirmed anyways, unless some movie theaters and stuff start making mistakes again.
Toy line.
Mm. Yeah. It's like, let me put 3 Spider-Men in there, even though we haven't announced it yet. It's like, yeah, you might want to rethink that idea. But anyways, I remember seeing it back in the day, and I remember like, oh yeah, they're in the void. I mean, TVA's fighting them and stuff like that. Never clicked on anything, but dude, I mean, it's the dog from Loki. So we might be able to see like other Lokis. They might get back together, get the gang back together. Mm-hmm. We might see evil Loki return. Who knows, dude? But like I said, this one's more centered around the Fox universe, not the MCU. So that's wishful thinking. But they did bring the dog back and the TVA, even though there's no one that we know for the TVA.
For sure. And this could potentially set up Secret Wars, or at least get the idea that, yeah, anything is possible and anyone can come back, really.
Plus, I hate to be that guy. If you haven't seen Loki, you need to watch Loki. It's phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. Definitely worth it.
Plus, it's going to tie into this.
Big time.
And yeah, you still have to watch Marvel movies to know everything that's going on.
More or less, yeah.
I hate to be that guy.
You're right. You have to. Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to be like, who's that?
Oh, can't wait, dude. Shit. Can't wait. Deadpool 3, and my wife's like, who's that? Who's that character?
Has she watched?
She's watched a good chunk of them, but I'm waiting for it. It's like, who's that? That's Blade. That's Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Pikes.
Yeah, she's gonna be out of the loop here and there somewhere. I know it.
Yeah. They're gonna. He wasn't Fox. He was Cinema Line or whatever.
Oh yeah. New Line.
Yeah. New Line. anyways, but yeah, he's coming back, dude. Oh, can't wait.
Hi, Peanut. I'm gonna need you to come with me right now.
I'm not interested.
Want to talk about what's haunting you, or should we wait for a third act flashback?
And with that, we have run out of time. Oh, we've got to close it down. Please visit us at www.tsfiles.com, where you can listen to all of our prior episodes. We talk trash, anime, TV, movies, video games. Just have a good time here to talk a lot of trash. If you also do us a favor and follow us on social media, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, X, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube. If you want to listen to us on the go, Minara, where can they find us?
You can find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, YouTube Music, iHeartRadio, various others, and sweet, sweet Pandora.
Sweet, sweet Pandora. Love Pandora.
Never say anything bad about Pandora.
Never. Never. If you got any comments, feel free to drop any comment down below. And if you got an email for us, contact@thesfiles.com, or you can email us individually, which those could be found in the description below. What you got there?
Tuna can.
What you got there, Minar?
Just tuna can size ones for Brother Guns. That's all. Just a tuna can.
Oh, yeah.
Safe catch.
Oh, safe catch. Guns at thesfiles.com. It's his favorite.
Tuna can size ones. He loves it.
I'm give him a Cinco de Mayo, a little sombrero on top.
Oh,
of
yeah.
It.
Yeah. He gets a, he gobbles that.
Wiener?
Up like cream cheese.
Oh. Oh. Add a little lime.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, nasty.
Cinco de Mayo special.
I forgot it is Cinco de Mayo. What, last week?
Yeah. Yeah, last weekend. Ugh. He celebrates all month long. So.
I bet he does.
Oh, yeah.
That's why he's not here.
Exactly.
Still got that hangover going on.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. This is Bogus Bird signing out.
It's Minar signing out.
We'll catch you on the next one.
Peace.